Leonie Rita, we're out here in the European Parliament, and of course Brexit is never far away from the negotiations here, but as we heard over the weekend, the British announced that they are now going to withdraw from the London Fisheries Convention. That's going to have potentially quite a strong, if not dramatic, impact on the Irish fishing communities. You have been commenting on this. What are your views about that?
Well, this is nothing surprising for us, I suppose. And as the Brexit rapporteur for the GOE NGL group, of which we're affiliated with the Sinn Féin, on fisheries, this is something that we have been discussing. I've been discussing it with fisheries on the ground at home, and they were very concerned that this indeed would happen, and now we see that it has happened. The agreement was in place before the Common Fisheries Policy ever came on board, and so the Common Fisheries Policy superseded that London agreement. So where does that leave the Irish fishing industry? It leaves it, to be quite frank, in a terrible mess because of the fact that we fish half of our entire quota comes from the English waters. So you don't have to be a mathematician or a rocket scientist to understand where are we going to get that fish quota now when it's gone, effectively. And the other worry we have, of course, is that we're now going to be providing 30% of the waters to the EU, and we're still only getting a tiny proportion of that. So does it mean that we're going to have more boats coming in from other countries that will be fishing out of our waters, where before they would have gone to the English waters? Yes, it does. And at this stage of the game, we have to be incredibly strong on this and say we cannot afford to be displacing Irish vessels. We could see the loss of up to 500 or 600 Irish vessels being displaced because of this and because of the whole Brexit issue. So our Irish fishing communities are already on their knees. They're strangled by this. It's very short-sighted, I think, that the government have only now come in and finally started waking up to the impact that it's going to have on our industry. It's too little too late, but at the same time, at least they have woken up to that. And I really would be urging them, and I'm looking for a meeting with Minister Creed on the back of that, to voice the concerns of the locals on the ground, because these are the people that it's going to affect the most. And already we also see in the fishing industry in Ireland quite a small amount of boats. In other words, 23 of them receive maybe 80% of the quota, certainly in the mackerel part of it. So it's not very fair in terms of its distribution. So we have to rejig the whole thing. You also have to look at the Common Fisheries Policy. It really now has to be rejigged again, because relative stability, which was underpinning the Common Fisheries Policy, and for those who don't know what relative stability is, that is about sharing the common resource that we have, which are the fish. Now, if you're taking a big chunk of water out, obviously that's going to have an impact on the stocks. So you have to look at the whole Common Fisheries Policy and review it and put in place a new one, taking into consideration that England are now gone out. I would also say that England...
Just on that point, when they made the announcement, but when does it actually come into effect?
Well, in 2 years' time, I presume, when they withdraw. They can't put it into effect immediately because, you know, of the whole divorce proceedings, and they'll have to negotiate. Because also I would imagine that there are international fishing agreements there that they'll have to adhere to in terms of sustainable stocks. And there's environmental impacts and all of that on the stocks that we do have. And they can't, in my view, they shouldn't be allowed to just, you know, hoover up all their own fish and hang the consequences, because fish migrate. So just because they're in the English waters now doesn't mean they won't be certain species migrating to other parts. So it is a shared resource in that sense. So it's going to get complicated, it's going to get tricky. But the main thing is that we stand up for our Irish fishermen and women, and that they're not going to be the ones that will be collateral damage.
And have you been contacted by the Irish fishing community about this?
I have indeed. I've had ongoing meetings with the coastal communities, irrespective of this. Even up as far as 3 or 4 months ago with Martin Ferris, we went around and heard the concerns of the coastal communities, and the producer organisations, the POs, have been in touch with me about this as well, and are keeping me very closely informed about their views on it. They're terrified, of course. It's going to mean the end of their industry to a lot of them. And again, this is not something that's a huge surprise. This shouldn't come as a shock. They alerted us to this possibility of this happening. So it's the Brits now. I have to say, nobody's against the ownership or taking control of your sovereign waters because they're your waters, and we agree with that. But it has to be done in a responsible manner, and particularly when it comes to fish in the sea. They're a shared stock, they migrate, there's environmental issues, and you can't just be that irresponsible and reckless about it, which in my view this is.